we'll certainly continue following up. Hope and I have we'll make an appointment at Victor, right?
You make an appointment?
You won't be a part of it?
I'm just asking because you're saying we. So are you going to call and make
an appointment? I'd like to know generally also, I mean, who else the president has been talking to, you know?
Why?
Just nice to see. Like, okay, who did he call at 10:55?
And then what?
Yeah, just know. Even the former president, like, okay, who did he? Who was he talking to yesterday at this time? Just be. It'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, let's put access to information in place, isn't it? in use, in implementation. The main news bulletin is up next, and the time is 8 hours. On Phoenix FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bondi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on Supersport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Petroleum Transporters Association says new multi-purpose pipeline threatens survival of Zambian petroleum transporters. Government reveals plans to decentralize DPP's office to 116 districts to improve access to justice. Ukraine captures two Chinese nationals fighting for Russia. To present the news, I'm Lucidella Gordon. The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia has warned that Zambian-owned businesses in the petroleum transport sector are at risk of collapse due to the impending operationalization of a new pipeline set to transport products into the country. Energy Minister Makozo Chikote recently projected that fuel prices, particularly for petrol and other petroleum products, could stabilize by 2027 following the completion of a planned multi-purpose pipeline aimed at improving transportation efficiency. However, the association's general secretary, Benson Tembo, is concerned that while the initial conversion of the Tazama pipeline to import finished petroleum products was welcomed by local stakeholders, it has failed to stimulate growth or create new opportunities for Zambian transporters. Mr. Tembo further notes that the situation has been worsened by the recent announcement of another pipeline project, which is expected to handle 100% of petroleum transportation, and that while these efforts are towards reduction of fuel pump prices, they must balance with sustainability of jobs and business. He warns that this would effectively sideline local transporters and further threaten the viability of Zambian businesses in the sector, hence the need for government to urgently convene a stakeholder engagement meeting to chart the way forward.
Advice first to the minister or to government would be to have a stakeholder engagement with the Transporters Association, because while they are in a hurry to reduce the pump price of petroleum products, they must also be in a hurry to sustain the job and then create job opportunities in the transport sector. Because for a long time, we've been talking about dominance of foreign transporters.
The Director of Public Prosecutions, Gilbert Peary, has revealed that plans are underway to decentralize the DPP's office to all 116 districts across the country to improve access to justice. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Peary states that the current presence in only 62 districts limits timely access to critical services, often delaying the delivery of justice for many citizens. He explains that the decision to expand is guided by legislative requirements and aligns with national development goals, including the progress made through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Piri has stressed that extending the DPP's services to all districts is vital to ensuring that people, particularly in rural areas, have prompt and equitable access to legal support. He adds that the planned expansion, expected to be completed by 2026, will enhance coordination with local police services and make the justice system more accessible and responsive to community needs.
We have serious plans of devolution. We are in all the 10 provinces, but out of the 116 districts, we are in about 62 districts. And you know, with the extent to which the Special Constituency Development Fund has gone, it's imperative for us to ensure that we devolve to all the districts. In fact, legislation requires that we do so. Keep on, yes, we need to extend our services to all the districts wherever we have the police, and I'm sure even the judiciary, you've seen the judiciary now has provincial judges in all the provinces, unlike the case before, and therefore we've been forced as well to ensure that we have visibility and presence in all the provinces. Now we hope to open more district offices in order to serve the people better.
The National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia, NUPES President Victor Mayumba, has strongly opposed the Teaching Council of Zambia's proposed reduction of the teaching of the teacher practicing license validity from 3 years to one. Mr. Mayumba is of the view that this will compromise teacher professionalism and overall quality of education in Zambia. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Mayumba has expressed concern that shortening the license validity period will increase administrative work for both teachers and school administrators, while any upward adjustment in licensing fees will place an additional financial burden on teachers. He has urged the council to reconsider the proposal and maintain the current 3-year validity period and instead focus on upholding professionalism rather than access in revenue-generating institutions.
A council should not be seen as a fundraiser. It should be seen as a professional body. And as a professional body, you cannot have a lot of fees or a lot of things that bring in the payment of fees. Then it becomes punitive. Already we are talking about licensure exams. Licensure exams will not be written without pain. Those teachers that are about to register will have to be subjected to exams. They will have to pay. There's also an aspect of students that are going for teaching practice. Before they can go for teaching practice, they need to pay. Then again, there's registration for registration certificate. You need to pay. Then there's certification. And this certification is being moved from 3 years to 1 year.
Economist Professor Maliki is urging the government to introduce collateral requirements for all Constituency Development Fund CDF loans in a bid to address the rising challenge of non-repayment. Professor Maliki's recommendation comes amid growing concerns over government's struggle to recover CDF loans, with many beneficiaries defaulting on their obligations. Local Government Permanent Secretary Nicholas Piri recently disclosed that the repayment rate currently stands at less than 5%, rendering the situation critical, and that government is now considering restructuring the CDF loan scheme in 2025. In an interview with Phoenix News, Professor Maliki says attaching collateral to CDF loans will not only enhance recovery rates, but also ensure the long-term success and sustainability of the program. He has emphasized that requiring collateral will promote responsible borrowing and adds that the prevailing culture of loan defaulting is a serious issue that needs to be addressed.
Every loan has got conditions, and like the PS was saying, they wanted to capitalize on the experience which the CEC has had, because the CEC also had the problems at the beginning in terms of repayment. But now their repayment rate is higher, I understand it's above 50%. You can see above 50%. So I think we need to capitalize on the experiences of other institutions like CEC, for example.